Welcome to Results Driven with Kurt High from High Value Consulting. Planning for your financial future means navigating challenges like market volatility, inflation, and retirement income. Results Driven is here to help by addressing common financial concerns, sharing valuable strategies, and exploring ways you can work toward your financial goals. Now, let's get started with Results Driven.
Good morning and welcome to Results Driven. My name is Kurt J. High from my company, High Value Consulting. If you'd like more information about what you hear during today's show, please give us a call at 484-431-2874. Or you may visit us online at my new and improved website, highvalueconsulting.org. And while at my website, click on the radio page, check out past shows, and subscribe to our program, either Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or Amazon Music. Today, we'll be digging into a topic that's core to everyone's financial confidence, retirement planning. Now, retirement can feel a little distant idea for some, and the source of stress for others. But the truth is, this, we believe, is a solid retirement plan isn't just about saving money. It's about working towards making sure your life you envision later actually becomes reality. And helping us break down the importance of retirement planning is my friend and co-host, Jacqueline Gladhill. Good morning, Jacqueline.
Well, good morning, Kurt. And I am happy to be here as always. And I think that this is a great topic because, you know, myself, I am far from retirement, but it is still a conversation that needs to be had, right? I mean, for myself, I am a planner. I like to have everything planned out. And honestly, this topic, like, I think about where I need to put my money now for in the future for my retirement. So I'm super happy, but I also just want to talk about how you are this morning, Kurt. Let's catch up a little bit. I mean, we are now full swing into the new year, and man, it is going fast.
Yes, it is. Like you said, we just got back from the summit. We're down here in Southwest Florida for the winter. And then we have an exciting 2026 with the One Big Beautiful Bill going on. I'm real excited about that for my clients and their financial well-being. And then we're also taking off to Daytona for the Rolex 24 next week, and then settling in for the rest of the winter down here in Southwest Florida.
Wow. So are you renting a place or do you have your own place down there?
We rent currently, but we are looking. So like I said, we're still wrapping up the new home up in Macungie, Pennsylvania. It's still not 100% complete, but the next in our crosshairs is down here. So,
well, very, very fun. And yes, I wish I was in that weather. I am stuck here in Minnesota, or Minnesota, we could call it. But I think, you know, this year is really exciting for the both of us because we are both getting married this year, Kurt. Not to each other, but we are getting married. And so, you know, this is an exciting year and we'll probably take some time off, I'm sure, for our weddings. But when are you getting married?
We're going to focus on the marriage date and wedding date. Is it going to be our birthday? We're both on the same birthday. So we're planning on October 11th, hopefully in 2026, if everything goes well. But it's no matter with this year, next year, it's going to be on our birthday. So,
well, super fun. Yes, I am getting married on September 19th, so 9/19. So we'll be right within a month of each other, which is crazy, but exciting time. So, well, let's kind of get back into this topic here because this is a good one. And I love that this week, you know, we're building off an article that breaks retirement planning down into something really practical. And it's not just big ideas. It's a framework that you can actually use.
Right. The piece we're focusing on today is from Kiplinger's article that's headlined Five Pillars of Retirement Planning from a Financial Planner. And it highlights the key areas you want to be covered so you're not just hoping things will work out, but strategically planning for the retirement that you always wanted.
Yeah. I mean, we all have a picture in our mind, I think, of what retirement looks like. And, you know, Kurt, you want to help your clients and help the listeners get to and have that plan and that vision that they want. So five pillars. I mean, that sounds like we're building a little bit of a financial fortress or something. But I like it, Kurt. So this is more than just telling listeners to start saving. It's about covering all the bases so that people can work towards living that retirement that they picture instead of just wondering if they'll run out of money, right?
Yeah, absolutely, Jacqueline. And that's the heart of this conversation. From taxes and investments to income planning, healthcare considerations, and even estate planning. When you think of retirement like a house, there's five pillars or the foundation to keep everything stable.
Yes, and I like that. Foundation, pillars, everything stable so the wind gusts don't just knock it down. But we'll take each of these pillars one at a time so that listeners can walk away with real steps that they can take and not just ideas, you know? So I'm excited to get into it, Kurt.
Me too. Let's start with the first pillar, which is tax planning and why it matters so much as you build towards retirement. Taxes, in my experience, are often overlooked and potentially the most expensive parts of retirement planning. For many retirees, taxes end up being one of those single largest expenses, and that's especially true for people who did a great job saving over the years in tax-deferred accounts, like 401ks and traditional IRAs.
Well, and that always surprises people. They think, I've saved well, I've done the right things, and then they don't realize how much of that money still hasn't been taxed yet.
Bingo. Those accounts are incredibly helpful while you're working. But once you've retired and start taking withdrawals, the tax picture can change quickly. And yet for how big an impact the taxes can have, they often not talked about nearly enough during the retirement conversations and the planning conversations.
So, Kurt, why do you think that is? I mean, if it's such a major expense, you'd expect it to be kind of front and center.
I think part of it is that taxes feel complicated. And part of it is that it's very personal because everybody's situation is unique and different. But this is the area that our firm takes very seriously because we believe thoughtful tax planning can make a huge difference. In many cases, simply being more tax aware and understanding how the tax code applies to your situation can potentially result in tax savings over the course of retirement. That money you get to keep use instead of sending it out the door.
Absolutely. And I think maybe some listeners can relate with me on this is I just don't even want to think about taxes. Taxes aren't fun. I don't want Uncle Sam to be in my mind every day. So I understand that. But this isn't about doing something extreme or complicated. It's truly about being intentional.
That's exactly right. It's about planning ahead, understanding where your retirement income will come from, and knowing how different sources of income may be taxed. The goal isn't to eliminate taxes because that's unrealistic. The goal is to minimize unnecessary surprises and taxes.
Yeah, absolutely. So, all right, Kurt. So for someone listening right now, what's the right question to ask themselves when it comes to taxes and retirement?
Jacqueline, that's a good place to start. It's simply this. Have I thought about taxes will affect my retirement income, not just this year, but over time? From there, we can start talking about what steps might help ensure taxes are planned for appropriately. When we talk about tax planning, the goal really comes down to the simple and working to minimize the amount you pay in taxes over a lifetime. That's it. That's the objective.
Okay, well, that sounds pretty simple to me, but I'm guessing the how is where things can get pretty complicated.
You got it. The way to do that is by understanding the opportunities available to you. The tax code is full of them, but most people aren't aware of what applies to their situation. And that's why this area takes intentional planning. We regularly review on a wide range of tax saving strategies with clients, not because everyone should all use them, but because knowing what's on the table helps make appropriate decisions, informed decisions.
Yes. So again, this isn't a one-size-fits-all checklist. It's more about finding the right combination.
Correct. One place where that really shows up is in tax preparation itself. Your retirement planning team should include your chosen tax preparer. That's real value in having someone who specializes in tax planning. Review your return alongside the person filling it in. The collaboration often helps identify things that might otherwise be overlooked.
Yeah, so a tax expert, tax planning, review, and that totally makes sense. Having more than one set of trained eyes on it and having an expert really have eyes on it.
I agree, Jacqueline. Another major tax issue retirees need to plan for is RMDs, or known as required minimum distributions. This is one of these areas, yes, the government actually forces you to act and withdraw money from your hard-earned account, money that you save in your accounts. Once RMDs begin, you're required to take money out of the tax-deferred accounts, like IRAs, 401ks. And for people with larger balances, let's say $1 million or more, those withdrawals can significantly increase your taxable income.
Yeah, well, and there's limited times where you, Kurt, tell, you know, a client of yours to do something or that they have to do something. And so this is one of those things. The government is telling us that we have to do this, and that can create kind of a domino effect, right?
It can. Higher income can push you into higher tax brackets, makes more of your Social Security taxable, and even increased Medicare premiums. That's why planning for RMDs early, not later, can be so important.
Yes. So what about Roth conversions? That's something that people hear a lot about too.
Yes, they do. And for a good reason. A Roth conversion is simply moving money from a tax-deferred account into a tax-free account. A Roth IRA can be a useful strategy, but it requires careful planning. You might want to make sure that you're doing it the way that makes sense for your current tax situation and doesn't trigger unnecessary taxes or penalties. This is definitely not a do-it-blindly strategy.
You don't want to put a blindfold on me and just guide me wherever I go? Yeah, well, I mean, in charitable giving can also play a huge role here. That's correct, right?
That is correct. Absolutely. If charitable giving is part of your values, it's important not to leave potential tax benefits on the table. Depending on your age, strategies like qualified charitable distributions or donor-advised funds may be worth exploring.
Okay, Kurt. So this all sounds like a lot to keep track of.
It can be, which is why tax planning relies on more than just intuition. It requires the right software, reports, the analysis tools to model different scenarios before decisions are made. Some financial service professionals use tools to run multiple analyses so clients can see how different choices might impact your taxes over time, not just this year.
Okay. The big takeaway here is that tax planning isn't about reacting. It's about being proactive.
Absolutely proactive, indeed. When taxes are planned for thoughtfully, they become a manageable part of retirement, not an unpleasant surprise. Let's move on to the next pillar, investment planning. And the main question we ask people who are close to retirement is a simple one. Are you taking on more risk than you actually need to?
Well, and this reminds me a lot of our last week's episode as well about risk management. And I'm guessing the answer to this is often yes.
Most of the time it is. Retirement is a different phase of life. You no longer have decades to recover from major market downturn. So if we think of a way to the risk shows up in your portfolio needs to change.
Yeah. And it's not about swinging for the fences anymore, Kurt.
Precisely. At this stage, it's about protecting what you've worked for, hard to build, but still allowing for reasonable growth. We often say you want a plan, not just a collection of investments. So you've saved enough. You don't need massive returns. You need consistency in retirement, and it's better to be the turtle than the hare.
Yeah. Well, let's pause really quick and let's share with our listeners how they can schedule a complimentary consultation with you to ask questions or to get more information on these five pillars.
Yeah, just give us a call at my direct dial at 404-431-2874, or you can visit us online at my new and improved website, which I'm so proud of, highvalueconsulting.org. And scheduling a consultation only takes a few minutes. We're always happy to work with you and your schedule.
All right. Well, thank you, Kurt. So one of my biggest takeaways today so far is that slow and steady really does win the race.
It often does. Another important part of investment planning is being aware of fees. many people were paying more than they realized through investment expenses.
Okay, and those fees can quietly eat into returns over time.
They do. Be mindful of things like expenses and ratios matter. We always look closely at the clients and what they're paying and whether its costs are justified. Minimizing unnecessary fees is one of the easiest ways to help improve long-term outcomes. And there's been many instances I've met prospective clients and they go, well, I'm not paying anything. I said, you're paying something somewhere. And then we always uncover the costs. And then most of them are very surprised.
Yes. Well, and I think a word that we try to stay away from is free, because honestly, nothing is ever free. It's always, you know, something here, something there. It just doesn't feel like anything's actually free, Kurt. So that's a great point. I'm glad you brought that up. So what about managing investments yourself versus working with a financial services professional? Because I'm sure a lot of our listeners are thinking, I'll just look it up online. I'll just search it.
Yeah, that's an important consideration. Many individual investors tend to underperform over time, often because of emotional decisions. Like I mentioned earlier, you never get emotional about money. Working with someone who does this every day, who focuses on managing risk, staying disciplined, it's incredibly valuable, especially during volatile markets. And again, what we experienced back in April of 2025. Next is income planning. When you retire, the paychecks stop. Now it's time to create your own income or check.
Okay. Well, those are great points. So that's one of the biggest mental shifts, I feel, for retirees, Kurt.
It really is. It's also where one of the biggest fears comes from running out of money. People often ask, how do I turn what I've saved into income that lasts the rest of my life? And how do I do that while dealing with things like market swings, taxes, inflation, and longevity?
Wow. That's a lot of moving parts. I mean, market swings, taxes, inflation, and longevity?
It is, which is why income planning has become intentional. Social Security decisions are a big piece of this as well. When you claim how it's taxed and how it fits with your other income sources, can make a meaningful difference.
Wow, you're just adding more variables to this. I mean, when, how, and how it fits. Wow, so it's not just when you take it, it's how it fits into truly the bigger picture of your life.
You nailed it, Jeff, and a complete Social Security analysis helps people understand their options and avoid leaving money on the table. Another key factor is inflation. If you need $5,000 a month today, the same lifestyle could cost closer to $10,000 a month 20 years from now. Your income plan needs to grow over time without putting you at risk of running out of funds.
Okay. And so for those lucky enough to have pensions, you know, how does that work?
Pensions can be a great benefit, but they come with decisions, things like tax implications, survivor options, and whether a lump sum at all deserve careful considerations as well.
Absolutely. And I believe withdrawals matter too.
You got it. Which accounts to pull from, when, can significantly impact taxes. A thoughtful, tax-efficient withdrawal strategy can help you keep more of what you saved. Healthcare planning is another major pillar, especially as people live longer without necessarily being healthier.
I feel like our common words in today's episode are, you know, the who, what, when, where, why, and how, right? All of those are, we're trying to get those answered. So healthcare costs can be one of the biggest wild cards in retirement too.
They can. Understanding Medicare's Part A, B, C, and D is critical once you reach the age of 65. Choosing the right combination of coverage can help manage costs and avoid unnecessary surprises.
Yes, and long-term care is a big concern.
Yes, many people have seen family members go through this firsthand, and I have with my mother. The key takeaway here isn't fear, it's preparation. There are many ways to plan for the possibility of long-term care, but we believe the most important thing is having a plan at all.
Yes, absolutely. You can always change your plan or, you know, review it again. But just having a plan is what's important. And there are a lot of out-of-pocket expenses, even with coverage.
Yes, healthcare costs don't stop at premiums. Planning for those expenses while still allowing your money to grow is an important balancing act as well.
Yes, I wish that they were covered with premiums, right? But what about people who retire before 65?
Early retirement adds another layer. If you retire before Medicare eligibility, you might need private health insurance, which can be expensive. There are also income and tax considerations during those years that benefit from proactive planning. The final pillar is estate planning, and the purpose planning goes hand in hand with that.
And this is the area people tend to avoid the most. When we discuss estate planning, we're talking about what happens to your things or your assets once you pass.
They do. Even though it's incredibly important, everyone over the age of 18 must have a basic document in place. Things like a will, power of attorney, trust may also make sense in certain situations, but it's not for everybody.
Yes, a will versus a trust, absolutely. And preparation goes beyond paperwork.
Yes, preparing for widowhood is critical. Once one spouse will likely pass first, it's important that surviving spouse knows where to turn, has things organized, and tax status changes alone can significantly increase the survivor's tax burden.
Yes, and we've done a show about this one too, but beneficiaries matter too.
Very much so. Estate planning, tax planning are closely connected when it comes to transferring wealth efficiently.
So, Kurt, you also talk a lot about the purpose. So what do you mean by that?
Absolutely. Retirement isn't just about numbers. It's about what you want in that phase of life and what it looks like. Some people were excellent savers but struggled to enjoy what they've built. Others are focused on leaving a legacy. Purpose planning helps you align your money with what matters most to you.
I like that. So we've covered a lot of ground today, Kurt. I mean, taxes, investments, income, healthcare, estate planning. Those are kind of the five pillars. And I think we also explained a lot of the who, what, when, where, why, and how. Right. I can imagine some listeners thinking, this all makes sense, but where do I even start?
That's really a common reaction. Retirement planning involves a lot of moving pieces. And most people don't want or need to become experts in every one of them. That's why working with a financial service professional can be very helpful in your long-term goals.
Yes. So it's less about, you know, handing everything off and more about having a guide through it all.
Yeah, an experienced financial service professional helps you connect the dots. Instead of looking at taxes, investments, and income in isolation, they help you see how decisions in one area affect the others. That coordination is often where people find the most clarity.
And I imagine it also helps people avoid feeling overwhelmed, Kurt.
It really does. When someone works with a financial service professional, the process becomes more structured. We're not trying to solve everything at once. We're taking things step by step, prioritizing what matters most, focusing on decisions that are relevant to your specific situation.
Absolutely. And that personalization is really important because no two retirements look the same.
That's exactly right. Everyone's goal, resources, and concerns are different. A financial service professional can help tailor strategies around things like when you take your Social Security, how to generate income, how to manage taxes, and how to plan for healthcare costs within the context of the bigger picture.
Yeah, well, there's also something to be said for having someone who can challenge your assumptions a little. And I also, I mean, while we're talking about challenging, and, you know, a couple weeks ago, you were in Arizona for the Gradient Summit. And did other advisors challenge you? Because I believe that when you are surrounded by people who will challenge you, you become so much better.
Well, actually, about challenging each other, it's more about collaborating with other advisors that have some other stories and life experiences to share, which actually then you can share with your clients or I share with my clients. And it helps you see things through different scenarios and sets of eyes, if you will. But again, it does, the cream rises to the top, if you will. So it's a very great experience to be the top advisors across the country. Gradient did a great job with the summit in Scottsdale. And I was very happy to be part of the team and also listen to the keynote speakers and spend time with the top advisors.
So how does that compare to, you know, an advisor challenging your assumptions a little as a client?
Benefits of working with a financial service professional is having a second set of eyes. Sometimes it means confirming you're on the right track. Other times it means asking questions you might not think about or pointing out risks that you didn't realize were there.
Absolutely. So it seems like to me, you know, it's an ongoing conversation, not just a one-time thing. You're reevaluating, reviewing.
That's an important point. Retirement planning isn't something you do once and forget about it. Life changes, tax rules change, market changes. Having an ongoing relationship means your plan can evolve as your situation evolves.
Absolutely. Well, the takeaway is that working with a financial services professional or a financial advisor isn't about having all the answers. It's about having a process and a partner and a guide.
It's about having someone that helps you make informed decisions, staying focused on your goals, help you feel more confident about the path you're on. And also, most importantly, takes ownership in what's important to you as well.
I love that, Kurt. Well, let's review the five pillars really quick. So what are the main ideas behind the five pillars, Kurt?
Well, the main idea behind the five pillars is, again, getting back to having a sound financial plan and covering all the bases in regards to what can affect your retirement planning and long-term financial goals. And working with a financial service professional that, takes ownership of what's important to you and your family, while also providing an estate plan that provides either a legacy or some type of inheritance to your heirs, if you will.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think it's also important that these five pillars work best when they're coordinated together. You know, a pillar out in the middle of nowhere doesn't do you any good. You really want to build this foundation, build this house, and work these five pillars together. So tax planning, investment planning, income planning, healthcare planning, and estate or purpose planning. So Kurt, this has been a fantastic show. Can you please share with our listeners how they can schedule a complimentary consultation with you?
Absolutely, Jacqueline. They can contact me in my direct dial at 484-431-2874 or my newly improved website, highvalueconsulting.org. If you have any type of 401ks that no one's managing or left at other companies, we'd be glad to help you with that. We have a 401k landing page on my site as well. Also, to update your financial plan and or start a financial plan and then review your estate plan as well. So feel free to reach out to us and we can help you get back on track.
Perfect. All right, Kurt. Well, that does it for another episode of Results Driven with our host, Kurt High.
Thank you, Jeff.
Thank you for joining us for Results Driven. Don't head into retirement without a plan for both your finances and your health. For more information, contact Kurt High at High Value Consulting at 484-431-2874 or visit highvalueconsulting.org. Join us again soon for another episode of Results Driven.
Investment advisory services are offered through Virtue Capital Management, an SEC registered investment advisor. High Value Consulting and VCM are independent of each other.
All matters discussed during the show are for informational purposes only. Each individual situation may vary and the opinions expressed here may not apply to everyone. Materials presented are believed to be from reliable sources and no representations can be made as to its accuracy. All ideas and information should be discussed in detail with one of our qualified representatives prior to implementation. Calling this number will direct you to a licensed sales agent.